Welcome to Cobras and Fire. I'm your host, Luce Cannon, along with the blindfolded Baco. How are you, sir?
I am well, Luce, but I'm missing a cigarette to go along with this blindfold.
So you can get shot yeah. Full of rock?
That's what I'm looking forward to, I guess.
Oh, yeah. So why are you blindfolded? What's the show theme today?
I'm blindfolded today because it's a metaphor for me having no idea what's going on. I'm in the dark. I have no idea what the today's show theme is, which is seemed to be what you kind of the way you're heading the last couple episodes. So what do we got, Luce?
Well, I have an episode that I've had actually wrote down and put a track list together way back in the day.
Back.
Even before you were part of the mix, those first two stumbling episodes. This is one of my ideas.
And cool.
Yeah, so it's a real basic idea after the complete emotional dump of chaos from Uber Rock from the last episode.
Yes.
But before we get to the theme for today, I want to give an update on both our GoFundMe campaign, which helps our cover the cost of our SoundCloud hosting annual cost, as well as also give an update on the Rockin' Pods Expo. Mm-hmm. So let's summarize kind of the reward levels of donations.
Yes. I got this, man.
Okay, go.
Well, you have to set me up there. What are the levels, Goose?
Okay, yeah.
I just called you Goose. I love that. We're leaving that in.
Goose,
what are the levels, Goose?
Goose Cannon. Goose. All right. Here Goose we go. Cannon. $5. What do they get?
A hand job.
And a jerk sock.
No, you got to go higher for a jerk sock.
Oh, okay. So there's
no.
Less...
For $5, you get a sticker, a Cobras and Fire sticker. We have 3 to choose from, by the way. And you can find them featured on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/CobrasFire. I got that right, correct?
Cobras and Fire.
Cobras and Fire.
But by the way, they look great. We've got photos of them in different areas. You're going to see pictures of them on bathroom walls, which you can mm-hmm. put them. There. We have pictures next to jerk socks in the back seat. And 3 great designs.
They'll stick to anything you've ever stuck a sticker to, and it stuck.
That's a lot of stickiness.
Yeah.
So
anyway,
$10.
Get that. You get your choice of a sticker, and of course a song request on the podcast. And
yes.
Of course, good karma and a shout out. What's next, Luce?
$10. What do you get?
For $10, you get all 3 stickers. If you really want, you can choose 3 of. You can choose whatever combination you want. But again, you get all of them. You get what? I think it's 2 songs, correct?
2 songs. That's right. $15.
2 songs
they get.
Requested, and basically whatever. Well, I'm sorry, I cut you off there. So for $15, is that what you just asked me?
That's correct. Continue.
For $15, I'm going to send you an MP3 copy of my band Jesus Christ Was an album. Make Bold Statements, which came out late 2012. It's really, really freaking good. If you like rock music, you will enjoy it. And especially if you like certain homages of appreciation towards the influence Satan has had. But beyond that, you get everything else we talked about. The whole sticker package, the 2 songs, and a shout out on the show.
And lastly, for $20...
$20. Well, like I said, I have a band, Jesus Christ. So you get every album we've ever released in MP3 form sent to you. You get all the stickers. You get all the 2 song requests and the karma, the love, and everything else. Did I get it right?
You got it right. You forgot the 2 jerk socks.
And the 2 jerk socks used, 1 by Luce, 1 by me. Okay, no, they're clean. Sorry.
God. All right. I don't know if we can fit that. I don't know if we can fit that in an envelope. I thought we're only rated for a regular stamp.
US, be a padded US envelope. Boom.
All right, so that's the deal. And also, we have want to give thanks to Julie who donated $20 just yesterday, and we really appreciate it. Again, we're not looking to make money; just cover our costs a little bit. We've spent $450 so far, bringing this gold to the world.
Yeah, and we're just looking to get like you've been saying left and right. We're just looking to cover basically the annual fees to do this. Share what you can. Even if it's is there an option to throw a buck in, Luce? I haven't really looked at it too much.
Yeah, you can donate whatever.
Yeah, whatever you want. I mean, but if you can't, don't worry about it. We'll still be here for you. Just keep coming back and comment and leave stuff. And then regarding the Rock and Pods Expo, Julie also chipped in on that. But let's get the latest update. As everybody knows from our last episode, I will be at the Rock and Pod Expo in Nashville, Tennessee on August 26th. And last we checked, you were at 75%. Can you give us an update on where, a percentage update on Loose Cannon sitting side by side with Baco at the Cobras and Fire table?
83%.
83%, people. That is, hold on, 8% more.
Told you were good at math.
That's sweet.
Right. So we're getting there. So you want to...
Anyway, you can find all the information about the Rockin' Pods on our Facebook page or the Despo Geek page, or just look up Rockin' Pods Nashville in your Google machine. You'll find it. So all sorts of cool stuff.
So our GoFundMe is on their Facebook as well, and it's just GoFundMe.com/CobrasFire.
Excellent.
Cool? All right. So you want to get down to this?
Yeah. What are we doing today, man? I've only had two sips of my beer.
We are doing, as you might have guessed from both the title of the episode and the intro song. By the way, that intro song is by Charm City Devils, and the name of it is Hell Yeah, parentheses. You know I love the punctuation. True Love. So, the episode, which I'm sure this can be very easy for you. That's why I was saying I want to keep it a surprise, because you're going to, I guarantee, just
not if it features a lot of Charm City Devils.
No, it's not. But it is. But it goes with the theme. These are songs, because I figured it was perfect. We're recording this the day before Easter.
Hmm.
And I figured we would do an episode that focuses on hell. What do you say?
It ain't a bad place to be.
That's right. And so these are all songs that have hell in the title. They might be about the Dark Lord, or they might just be like the Charm City Devils intro that says, hell yeah, you know, put your fists in the air. Throw up the horns and rock out. That's the theme, and I know you'll be able to pull some songs out of your bag of tricks. You ready?
I guess. Let's do this.
Okay.
Man.
Well, quickly, we're going to recap the concert I saw last night, because it goes with our first song.
Oh, yeah. And then you haven't seen Triple R in a while, right? And that's just, at least, you know, he had that little hell scare on the Monsters of Rock cruise.
Yes. He had,
Go on rock cruises, people. Don't go.
Rockin' Ron Runyon, the administrator, the videographer of Decibel Geek's YouTube page. And he was in full effect at the Texas Hippie Coalition concert at
Good to hear.
One of my favorite venues now.
Definitely. And sorry. I thought you were going to say bands. I apologize. You turned me on to THC a little bit. I mean, I'd heard of them, but never really bothered to check them out until you came along. But let's get back to what you're saying about what's it called? The Buffalo Rose?
Yeah, Buffalo Rose, which is in Golden, Colorado. And it's an institution. It's been there forever. and it's actually a really cool setup. They got a balcony, they have a pretty big. Pretty big setup, and they also have a full bar, like an actual restaurant to the side of it too, that's connected onto it. So it is a pretty cool venue. It definitely hasn't been updated for eternity, but I think that's part of its charm. And going to your THC comment, I read this somewhere. I don't know if it's officially from them, but it was a perfect description for those that aren't familiar. And that is, the THC is if ZZ Top was a baby and it was raised by Pantera.
Nice.
That's a perfect description to them. I mean, I do have to say that after the concert, it was...
Have you ever had sex with ZZ Top?
I have not, but I will say
I did, but there was no way I was giving our baby to Pantera.
You have Anselmo is the father. What do you think the who's one of the other guys in that? I'm just trying to imagine, like, a
Dimebag, Rex, and Vinny.
Yeah, but imagine like a a sitcom with them as the parents.
Four men and a baby.
Four men and a ZZ four Top men and baby.
Four men and a ZZ Top baby and a touring bus.
With just a long beard and it keeps just twirling a guitar in a circle.
Oh, man.
Anyway, all right, we'll move on from that. But getting back to the concert, you know, Rock and Run Running was there, selfie stick in hand, and
he's going to love that.
Yeah, and he was videotaping the whole thing, and he's very dedicated to his craft. And myself, the interesting thing about Buffalo Rose is I get there, and you know, I get in the press pass, and they just say, I go, hey, what's the rules? First three songs? And they go, hey, bro, well, here's the deal. And this is a bro. It was a whole bro down the whole entrance, and bro, they just told me, "Hey," I go, "What's the rules?" They just say, "The only rules we have is don't get on the stage."
And I told you.
What?
I told you they probably don't have any. You probably don't need a photo pass at all.
Yeah, there's no photo pit at all.
That's what I'm getting at. It's like those places. I mean, we have places like that here too, and like. The smaller they are, there's typically no restrictions. There's also no photo pit. And if it's a really, I assume it was difficult to take pictures of them up close because.
Oh, my God. I don't even think if I have.
There's no place to go.
Right. I hardly have any usable pictures. There is a setting problem with my camera to begin with. It was driving me nuts. But the thing is that the place was packed to the gills. I was so happy to see that. And it was like kind of a mix of. It turned into kind of like a biker bar, and it went to my whole point of rock concerts is there was no bullshit. Everybody was respectful. Place was packed in. My God. I mean, they put on a hell of a show, and you know, Big Dad Rich is a massive personality, and he talked, he's almost
he's
like
amazing.
The Texas. Yeah. He's like the Texas Paul Stanley. He talked a little bit too much in between the song sometimes, but it was funny because there wasn't a single, little speech he gave or intro to a song that didn't include him claiming to have smoked more weed than Willie Nelson and more whiskey than Waylon Jennings or whatever. It was just continuous. It's like he is definitely a three-dimensional man in physical stature, but he's one-dimensional in his whole talks.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah, no, I love the guy, man. I mean,
they played a shit. They played close to like 20 songs too. Just killed it. They were up there. Just
oh, you saw a longer show than I did.
Yeah, they played a long time, and it was Motorhead loud at one point. I had to like move back. I was physically being assaulted by the volume in that place. But great show, and I'll just stop talking here and get into the first song, which actually doesn't have hell in the title, but it definitely has to do with hell, and that is the track that absolutely just killed last night, and that is Angel Fall.
Typical. We have a theme, and the first thing we do is not follow it.
It is a theme, though, because it has to do with hell.
One that knows.
here's the next one we're going to go into. And I can't believe we've never played anything by this band. But do you like, not a huge fan, but do you like Accept, any of their material?
Oh, absolutely.
Which do you like, any of their new stuff?
It's okay. It's not bad. You're talking with Mark Torino.
That actually was besides Balls to the Wall. That was actually my introduction, and then I started going back in their catalog a couple years ago.
Well, I also like the record with the Minnesota guy here. What's that called? Eat the Heat. It's got a song in there called Stand for What You Are that I dig a lot. But that record's okay. It's not classic Accept at all, that's for sure. But yeah. Torino is a really good replacement for Udo since they can't seem to get along. I have the second one. What's it?
Blood of Nation. Blood of the Nations.
Blood of Nations.
There's
one right after that. I bought that one, not Blood of the Nations.
You bought Stalingrad.
Stalingrad. Thank you. I knew it was like some fucking Russian name.
There's Thanks, that, Trump. And there's Stampede, or I can't remember the most recent one.
Wait, they have one after Stalingrad?
Yeah, they pumped out three within like 3 years or 2.5 years, and there is a declining scale of quality between those three, but the Blood of Nations is my favorite. Stalingrad's still good, and actually the track I'm going to play is off that album. You might be able to guess it if you haven't heard it, but if you haven't, okay.
No.
But yeah, I like that, and they have a new live album out as well, which is solid. It's actually, I think it's mixed by the same one that's done all their albums, who's worked with Megadeth. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he's worked with tons of artists.
Oh, yeah, it's Andy Sneap.
Yes, excellent. Everything he touches.
Boom! 10 points!
Yeah, that was nice job. Yeah, so that live album's great because it's pretty much like a greatest hits collection, and he does justice to the old Accept songs, too. What's kind of like, what's your key album? If you were going to recommend an album for the old school for somebody to check out,
I'm probably not the best guy to do this, but my favorite record by them would be Metal Heart.
Yeah.
My favorite song is off of Restless and Wild, the opening track, Fast as a Shark.
Fast as a Shark, one of the, I guess,
and
first
of course,
credited.
Balls to the Wall. That's probably their quintessential album, I suppose, but I'm not the world's biggest Accept fan, but.
They had some weird, like bondage type. What was their thing? Like, I mean, it was a bizarre band. I mean, there's a reason they didn't break through the mainstream. I mean, first off, the guy looks like he's from Lord of the Rings.
No, they're super underrated.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, by the way, let's add them to my personal list of bands perfectly rated.
Right.
They are remembered and rated and ranked and thought of exactly where they should be.
And I'm always amazed that Blabbermouth, anytime Udo, I think, orders a sandwich, they mention thought he had. He's constantly on there. And
I got blocked on the Udo show here by our Canadian brother, Rich.
Is that right?
Yeah, Death Week was already coming. If I was, honestly, it was the best thing. He's clearly a bigger fan, and he's going to cover the show better than I would.
Yeah, I don't think I'd ever go to that. But the song I'm going to feature is called, why I've got Udo.
It'd be a great ego boost, Luce.
I bet everybody in the audience is like little Udo Juniors.
No, they're not little.
But they're little in stature, isn't like 5'1". I mean, how tall is that guy? I think that
I don't think his fans necessarily assimilate his height.
I think that Udo is one of the only people that's ever actually had to look up at Ronnie James Dio. What do you say?
Oh, yeah, that's fabulous. We'll be right back.
All right, next up, I am going to play a song, just a snippet of the song of this song actually scared me as an 8-year-old when it came out.
I was going to guess 8.
Say it again?
I was going to guess 8.
That's 8 or 9, something like that. I think this came out in 82, this album. But did you ever own anything by the one of the most influential rockers of all time, Weird Al Yankovic?
I love Weird Al. I've never purchased any Weird Al.
The only one I ever purchased was, it was just called Weird Al Yankovic in 3D.
I was going to say, yeah, all right. That's the one. Okay. Doesn't it have like a surgeon on there?
It's got that. I believe it's got.
Yeah, this is 83.
I lost on Jeopardy, and also, of course, Eat It is on there. One of the worst songs of all time. but we've got. There's one track that's the last track on the album.
You do know it's meant to be a parody.
I know, but it's not that. Anyway, he's even said that it was very uncreative, but it made a lot of money.
What do you got here?
So, yeah, and I actually saw Weird Al live with the child last summer. Yeah,
he puts on a
great show. This is his first concert. He's a big fan of Word Crimes off the last
album. Did you guys take Uber?
We did not. I actually wasn't a user or an actual participant in the Uber.
Look it up,
conspiracy.
Billy Hardaway.
Yeah. And yeah, he puts on a whole show, outfit changes, everything, big video screens behind. But anyway, so this song is the last song on that album called Nature Trail to Hell. And it's talking about basically a horror movie. And again, as a child, this frightened me. Scary intro music, talking about beheadings, Friday the 13th type imagery. So you want to check this out? What terrorized a young
Canada? Yeah, I
gotta
see how a Weird Al song could scare anybody. Let's hear it.
Let's go.
Pussy.
See severed heads that almost fall right in your lap. See that bloody hatchet coming right at you. No, you'll never see hideous effects like these again till we bring you Nature Trail to Hell Part 2.
Wow.
So what'd you think? Was that pretty scary?
I honest to God, I thought I was the biggest freaking pussy as a kid. That scared you? I mean, were you afraid of what other stuff were you afraid of? Like gumballs? Lord. No, that didn't scare me at all. There's no way that would have scared me at 8. And I was a little bitch at 8. You can ask my sister.
I think part of it was the fact that it actually had hell in the title. Like, it was like, I can't believe my parents lived.
Well, we do differ there. I will tell you this, true story. In second grade, we had like a band come into our music class to play songs. And they were doing like Yankee Doodle and, you know, like children's songs. And they asked if anybody had requests. And I kid you not, I requested Hotter Than Hell. And it ties in with our theme. And I spent the rest of the class out in the hallway.
Amazing. Yeah, that's
8 years old, by the way. I was still awesome and a little bitch.
It is funny that song, you know, you have the imagery on that album and everything like that on the front, and all it is about some chick that Paul wants to bang, but the title just sounds like it's going to be evil.
I know, it's amazing, especially when you're young. Yeah. Which is a nice segue, by the way. It's my pick, correct?
Absolutely.
All right. In the research I've done since you played that Weird Al Yankovic song, did you know how many Kiss songs have the word hell in it? I mean,
well,
hell or hallelujah,
I know that
all hell's breaking loose,
rock and roll hell,
rock and roll hell, hotter than hell we just talked on. I mean, they actually They actually
Hell or High Water.
Hell or High Water.
I just think it's funny that on Crazy Nights that they had at least three songs that had the word night.
It was crazy.
Nights, it was.
I think that's crazy that you think that.
But yeah, if you took that, if you actually think about how many of their songs have love in the title, I even thought as like a 12-year-old, I'm like, my God, half the songs in this album have love in the title. It's amazing. But yeah, all as creative lyricists. So which Hell song are we actually playing? Are we playing Harder Than Hell or are we playing, what are you playing?
I'm going to play a song that Eric Carr played a role in writing. Let's just play it. Which I would like to consider the first rap metal song of all time. You know what I'm talking about?
Of course I do.
Yeah, it's first rap metal, man.
Just because he's talking?
Yeah. What is rap? Rap ain't singing. It's
now
talking.
Is that because he goes, what be this and what be that?
Ooh, yeah, that's you're just making my point for me, man. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, friends and family, listeners of Cobras and Fire, of course we're gonna play a little. You know, we really don't play that much Kiss.
You know, no, we don't. And I think that all listeners, before they listen to the song, they have to go grab a massive turkey leg.
Oh, yeah.
And start
and kind
and start
of bob your head, too.
And bob your head, just like in the video when Gene gets a bit of a hunger, gets the hunger pangs.
Isn't one of them like eating something that's kind of like white and flaky? You don't even know what it is. Like it looks like almost like it might be mashed potatoes. But it might be like someone's cud, and it just kind of like drips off the side of Paul's mouth or something.
I don't know. I think they basically went to an industrial park in Detroit and just filmed two videos in the same day. I mean, both of those videos are ridiculous.
Yeah.
I do like the All. If I have to pick, I like the All Hell Is Breaking Loose video by far over the Look It Up video.
Yeah, I never saw it on MTV. I didn't see it for probably a decade.
I saw it on Exposed. It was the first time I saw it.
Oh, that would be it for me too. Correct.
Yeah. So anyway,
here's Kiss. All hell's breaking loose.
Cannon.
Minding my own business. Now he looks me up and he looks me down and he says, hey man, what be this and what be that? And why you gotta look like that? Well, I just looked into my kind of path. I said, hey man, I am cool. I am the breeze.
Stop.
Baco. I got a song probably.
Nice.
And has a punctuation mark in their name, which I love. And that is Therapy or Therapy.
Oh yeah, with well they have a song called Therapy with that Ozzy sings on.
Not on this album. I have no
with
idea.
With Mike
Muir
from Suicidal Tendencies.
Well, I have to say that just like, you know, we're the opposite of Decibel Geeks, so we don't have the whole Wikipedia, you know, breakdown of every person that's in the band and the history and how many albums they put out. We do no research. So I don't know. Maybe this is the band.
No, it's not. I got it wrong. Sorry, I'm looking it up right now. Carry on.
All right, anyway. So
that was called Infectious Grooves, and the song was called Therapy.
Wow. All right. I do remember the name of that band, though, but yeah, okay.
Once again, we need Billy Hardaway. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This band's been around. I do know this band's been around for, well, they keep putting out music, but each album sounds different than what I'm going to play. So they're all over the place, but
yeah, from what I understand, they're kind of like a crossover thrash, punk rock, grunge, heavy metal, industrial metal, noise rock band.
Is that what it says on Wikipedia?
No, I mean, that's just my recollection.
It just rolled off the tongue.
You know, I mean, they have a Northern Ireland feel to them, too.
What's the first album that they put out while you're there?
While I'm where?
while you're there.
Baby Teeth, I believe, 1991.
No,
if I'm right, I think I saw an album by them called Baby Teeth at Face the Music in Rochester in 1991. It would have been my second year in college.
And what album came out after that one?
Well, that would have been early in my sophomore or junior or third year. It would have been something called Pleasure Teeth, I believe.
There's no albums called this. None of those are named. I don't think any of those albums are called that. What's the album after that then?
Well, I know I personally like Nurse, but something tells me you're looking for Trouble Gum.
That's correct. Trouble Gum is the album. Those are some ridiculous labor. I thought you were making those up. Are those all real?
Based on my memory of you know, hanging out at record stores in the early 90s and looking up exactly the band I described that I now can't.
All right. So this album cover has a guy basically puking in a trash can. And the album is called Stereo Gum, as Baco has recollected. And the song is called Hell Belly. Now, what do you think could give you a hell belly?
Oh, a good pot of Hormel chili with no beans. We'll be right back. Well, Lewis, thanks to the hellbelly you just gave me, I look forward to the fire hole that comes with it.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on from your burning asshole imagery and what you got.
I'm going to keep mine short and sweet. We, you know, our favorite former meat thrower, Blackie Lawless and Wasp, had a album called Hell Dorado in the early 2000s, which featured him bringing back Chris Holmes into the fold. He might have been on the record before that, but
how many albums was he out?
Oh, God, don't. I have
no
idea.
A few, though.
A bunch, like a decade.
Okay.
You know, a while that it was, if you're a Wasp fan, it was notable. Let's make it that. But there's a song in there which does not have the word hell on it, but it talks about hellfire, I guess, maybe. Can I just go that direction? It's called High
on the Flames. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's High on the Flames.
I put Angel Fall out there. That's not in the title, but it's about it. So,
okay, so my pick's going to be Wasp off the Helldorado record, High on the Flames.
My mom said I would get. Ooh.
All right, so my next pick is going to be a song in an album that was my gateway drug into hard rock, which is not hard rock.
Can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
Madonna, True Blue.
No, is that the one with Papa Don't Preach? I don't know.
Yeah,
because that guy has a guitar in it, I think. But no, that wasn't it.
Okay, Wham! The Final.
No, that's not it. Is that the one that has I Want Your Sex?
No, that was after Wham. That he went Wham. Okay, well, can I get one more guess? I went from one spectrum to the other. Now I'm coming back to the middle, and I think I got it. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Glass Tiger.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, I guess I'm wrong. Cowboy Junkies?
Were they out then?
Yeah.
You're random. No, you're
hard rock, baby.
If we were on the Newlywed Game as a gay couple, we would fail miserably at this.
We'd be the
You don't know me, Paco. You don't know anything. You never listen.
We'd be headed for divorce court right after.
That's right. That's right. It's probably because you're a fire hole that I don't enjoy.
Yes. Yes. Dear God. So what's the record in 86 that we're talking about, Luz?
Yeah, so moving on from gay imagery, a lot of imagery in this episode. And we'll move on to double cassette Jambox. And one side was License to Ill, and the other side was Raising Hell by Run DMC. Did you own either of those?
Yeah, I own License to Ill.
You own License to Ill? Okay. So, yeah, because back even before that, the song King of Rock, all these songs had guitar into it. I didn't understand that's why I liked these songs the most, like on them. And that kind of led to next year buying Girls, 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 Unfortunately Crazy Nights, Hysteria, and all that was the 87 at 13 was my pretty much buy-in for the rest of my life for this type of music.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah, and that was tied into two rap bands.
Yeah.
Two of the most rockin' rap bands, by the way.
That's what I'm saying. Like it was based on that. That's where Raising Hell is. Rick Rubin's on guitar. He's probably laying on his back with his full beard, not doing anything else, and getting paid millions of dollars per album later.
Now, this is at least five to 8 years before you got into that guy.
Yeah. But that was kind of after that, too, that anything that Rick Rubin touched, I at least was interested in. Because he was like, in the beginning, it was, I mean, he produced Slayer albums, too, you know?
Mm-hmm. Of course I know.
Yeah, okay.
He actually does have a bit of a Midas touch as far as, like, what is cool or what, like, someone like Johnny Cash could do that would relate to young people that would be cool.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm telling you that his Midas touch doesn't exist anymore. But back in the day, I mean, I believe he was involved with Black Crowes too. I might be wrong on that one.
Yeah, he came in and threw his name on the label after the record came out. He was an executive producer, meaning
on that one.
Yeah, okay. He was. It was his label. The early edition doesn't have his name on it, and then when it kind of took off, he threw his name on it. So
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, but that was, you know, that was around the same time, and he was definitely involved in that.
He was definitely involved in that one, because I saw. But yeah, so Rick Rubin produced both those albums, both Run DMC and License to Ill. This song, definitely good riff to it, and again, gateway drug into rock, and that is the title track, Raising Hell.
You can't imitate DMC the great. This is all lost end days. The unbelieving receiving prophecy so true. I cut the head off the devil and I throw it at you. My mighty mind control already brought his soul. The Rock King is so bold when he rocks in row. A black hat is my crown, symbolizing the sound.
A bit of a fan of Run DMC. Like, I've never really been a purchaser of their music, but both Rev Run and Daryl whatever DMC, we'll just call him, they both have a nice rapping attack. It's them and Chuck D from Public Enemy. As far as rappers, the way they attack it are probably, if I was to pick my favorite rappers, it would be those guys. So
it's also the uniqueness of their voice. Like, DMC is very unique, and same with Chuck D. It's so weird.
They're
with
so staccato
with
too. I know that seems stupid when we're talking about rap, but there is a bit of more of a hard edge to the way they say almost any word.
And you know, DMC turned into some wacky wannabe rock guy now. Are you aware of that?
I didn't know that, but I did know Rev went Christian, but then released like a Run DMC style song. I can't remember what it's called. Got my mind on my money and my money in my mind, something like that.
And he actually looped the guitar riff for God of Thunder on a solo song. I got a So anyway, yeah, we want to keep it a little, jump around a little bit. Definitely got some great reception on the country / Southern Rock episode.
Yeah, so. That was fun, by the way. And your boy Rob got some feedback, said he enjoyed my picks and hated all yours, by the way.
He didn't say that.
No, he did not say that.
He did say, remember, because I forgot about that whole time in the 90s where the whole line dancing bars I would get dragged to. I don't know if you ever were.
That yeah, they like, didn't really exist in Minnesota.
Well, that's good.
I remember line dancing like being a thing, but.
Yeah, so I would be dragged into him, and he's like, I remember hearing all these songs back in the in that time. And the only positive thing about that was that I do have to say that the ladies all dressed up in the country gear are, can a lot of times be quite appealing. So that was the only thing that would be the saving grace of being at those places. But I hated like 99% of the music there. But
women
anyway,
in general can get me to do something I don't want to do. Including my wife, much to her chagrin.
Of course. I mean, just like I say, when they're gone, they text you with the chores that you need to be getting done.
But I do remember back in that day, to me, it was more dance clubs that I would go to. I mean, I couldn't stand that music. But
oh, those are the worst.
Propensity the to worst. Get laid. Yeah, the country music was better, but.
Oh. So what you got? You got another one on your list? I you were just scribbling.
Oh, man, I was like just nonstop. Well, I'm going to pick a song from one of my, I don't know, probably at least definitely a top 10 artist of mine. And that is Glenn Danzig. You might know him from the band The Misfits or Danzig. This is coming from his band Danzig. Yeah, see how I did it there?
Now, how many songs by Danzig have the name Hell in it? Not many?
Actually, less than Kiss.
Oh, okay.
Based on my quick self-brain search I did while we were putting this together in the last whatever hour here. But yeah, he has a song called Long Way Back from Hell. I'm going to play that. Do you want to hear it?
I do. You ever own anything by the terribly named band Hell Yeah?
Oh, of course.
I mean, we gotta feature some off them since it's the name of the episode.
I guess.
And it is funny how many songs have the word hell in it in their catalog as well. But which one do you own? This is off, I believe, Stampede.
Oh no, I have the first one. I don't remember what it
is. Is that any good? The first one? Because I
only own that one.
Okay. And who from Pantera is in it besides
just
Vinnie Paul?
Yeah, just Vinnie Paul.
That's it.
The only song they have that I like is "Alcohol and Ass."
Yes, that's one of my buddy's favorite songs. By them, or one of the only songs by them. But my pick is going to be the classic Hell of a Time.
It's just the good old boy and me. I got my friends, I got the recipe for a hell of a life. I got my girl, got my family, got my booze, and that's all I need.
Baco, I wanted to touch on a few things real quick before getting to the next song.
Yeah, okay.
You know, we've got 75 episodes almost, possibly by the time this one comes out. I'm not good at math. But the, you know, have you ever thought that maybe picking the name Cobras and Fire wasn't the best idea?
No.
You've never thought that?
Actually, I thought it when you first mentioned it to me.
And, you know, the idea was it's supposed to be like Steel Panther or Wild Stallions.
Just yeah,
a
yeah.
Name. You know, it's got the cobras, it's got the fire, the pyro, it's got the N or and or whatever, whatever. We don't even know. Sometimes it's and, right?
Yeah, but I want to be fire. I'm tired of being cobras. You're cobras now. I'm fire.
That's good. So we've got.
That's all that matters.
That's fine.
Where are you going
fine.
With this, man?
Well, I'm just saying, but maybe we should pick another name for the show. And I've got a couple that I thought about over the weekend, and maybe you have some too. And I just want you to kind of give me some response backs on back on these.
Well, I have one. Can I say it first?
Please go ahead,
Mr. T-Baggins.
It's not bad. I've got another one that has the whole.
It's horrible. The whole.
No, it's not bad at all.
Okay,
it's,
what do you
definitely
got?
A contender. Well, first I have kind of the same thing as of and or an N in between them. This is my first one I'm going to throw out there, and just give me an up or down. You ready?
Yep.
Taints and chodes.
Ooh.
Just think about it. You don't have to give me an answer
and
yet.
Taints.
Say it again.
Chodes and taints.
Oh, so you want alphabetical order. That's fine. That's fine. How about hookers and blow?
Eh.
Jerk socks.
Yes.
Squish mittens.
Oh, I love that one. Squish mitten is the new name.
How about sink the sub?
No.
Meat hammers.
Too gay.
Crimson rags.
Too red.
That's all I got for now.
All right.
So we'll put them in there for a little bit. We'll consider it. We'll consider
marinates,
a name change.
We'll blend them and come up with Mr. T Jerk Baggins.
Sock man.
Mitten socks.
So you think squish mittens is the best one?
Squish mitten socks. All right, man. I got one for you. You know how much I love the band Love Hate, correct?
Yeah. You introduced me to them, actually. Mm-hmm. Never heard their stuff. And both albums were, the second album was decent. The first one was great.
Yeah. And this is off the first record, Blackout in the Red Room. It's the last song in the record. It's called Hell, California.
She's a lone bitch biker with a skull tattoo, rides a mean black Harley, carries buck knife too. Outlaw Sheila in a leather vest, they say she's worth, I know she's best. Got love in the outlaw rider. Cruising down the road with her, by 10 cents she'll fix you up, by some cold Budweiser. Feeling down the highway with Jim, your head. I can, I really think it's man. I'm the one that I spray on.
Twice. I do like that one a lot. I remember that as the outro track.
Population.
What's some
four.
Other good ones? What's your another top picks on there for those that want to check it out?
Because almost that's got, that entire record. I think the weakest song on there is a single. Why do you think they call it Dope? I'd have to see it in front of me to get the song titles off the top of my head, but.
Yeah, and you talk about, you know, bad names for a show.
Well, that's
bad
a
names
fucking
for bands.
Shit name, isn't it? It's like confusing and it.
Yeah, but we're talking about, on top of that, having a singer named Jizzy Pearl. You know,
that's a good name.
Basically, Cum is his name. I mean,
yeah,
it's an awful, awful name. I mean, come on. I know you like him as a singer, but good Lord. Jizzy Pearl?
Don't get me wrong. It's like you have to wonder what he was like. He wasn't looking at the long, long picture there.
I mean, even if you were to pick that as a porn name, I think a director would just be, you need to ease back on that name. That's a little explicit there, my
Maybe
friend.
Jizzy Johnson.
Something like that. That's not bad. Hey-oh! So let's go to the next for me too. And I am going to pick, man, I'm going to actually give you a few choices here and you pick. What do you say?
Let's do it.
Okay. We've got Born to Raise Hell, Motorhead. And we have The Hell Song by Sum 41. And we have Blessed Hell Ride by Black Label Society.
Born to Raise Hell.
Don't you stop,
Why don't you tell the world what you've just started, though?
Cobras and Fire has their own YouTube page. We'll put a link on the Facebook page. I believe it's just YouTube/Cobras and Fire, but I just literally started getting into this, so I don't want to get too carried away. But, yeah, you'll find all the information. We'll be sharing it. If you Google it, it'll come up. And it's going to have snippets of the show, all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah, I think I might repost this classic video I made years ago called Vince Neil, the apologize video.
Oh, perfect.
He apologizes for years of his entire life. He goes through every single thing, apologizing for being on Dancing with the Stars and clips from that. It's really well done. It's put together by a buddy of mine. His name was called, when he wrote for this website, called Captain Boondoggle. An excellent pseudonym. And maybe we'll put Vince Neil's Rock Vocal Power on there too.
That sounds like a good idea. It's going to have it's going to be just like the podcast. It's only going to feature gold.
Rock Vocal Power.
Hi, I'm Vince Neil of Motley Crue, one of the greatest singers of all time. My Rock Vocal Power program includes the art of singing every fifth word. Plus, if you run out of breath, just point the mic stand at the audience and they'll sing it for you.
Rock Vocal Power.
In addition, I'll teach you how to destroy our national anthem and disgrace our country at the same time.
Rock Vocal Power.
This is all done by a strict regimen of eating cheeseburgers at midnight, drinking heavily, DUIs, and manslaughter.
Rock Vocal Power.
Just apply at vincevocalpower.com today.
Rock Vocal Power.
I think we should just play us out. What do you say?
Yeah, close us out, Loose Man. What the hell do you have in mind for this hellish episode?
Well, we never really play instrumentals in the show, and that is because it is very rare when
They suck.
For the most part. There's a few exceptions, and this is definitely one of them. And it's off my favorite Megadeth album, and that is the intro to So Far, So Good, So What? Into the Lungs of Hell, one of the greatest instrumentals in rock history by Megadeth.
Well, that brings us to the end of the Hell episode, people.
Oh, and yeah!
And remember, rock's not dead. It's hiding. And you found it.
Happy Easter.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.